Our reading is from John chapter 8 and verses 31 through 36. And from Jeremiah, God writing the law in human hearts. And we all knowing Him. That's what I got from Tom's reading and translation interpretation of that text. I just came out of Dr. Charles Gieson's convocation, where his topic is the Antichrist, and I'm using the quotation marks here for my audience who can see me here. And this text is, these texts are for Reformation Sunday. Something is actually going on here. And God writing the law in human hearts, which is the new covenant, and we will all knowing Him. We all knowing Him. A contribution that the Reformation gave the church. So we see God as He is and see His activities as He does them for us in Christ. That, I believe, is the point of the Reformation. How interesting. And then, if you recall, if you're going to church regularly, we are for this season reading Mark's Gospel. About 6 weeks ago, from Mark's Gospel, we jumped to John's Gospel, chapter 6. The text was on the feeding of the 5,000. Remember that all synoptic Gospels have the story, but the pericope writers thought we should read John. We probably forgot. Now, having read Mark again, we are jumping on to John to read these few verses for the Reformation Sunday. Well, it is my nature also in the classroom to read a verse or two prior to the appointed text. So that's what I'm going to do here now. I'm going to go to verse 28 of this John chapter 8. Epen un autois a Jesus, hotan hypso sete tan hion tu anthropou. Τότε γνώσατε ότι εγώ είμαι, καθ' εμαλτού ποιο ούτε, αλλά κάτως εδιδάξεν με χαπατέ τούτα λαλό. Okay. Εγνωσόν is the heiress. Verse 27. No one understood that the Father was speaking to them. No one understood that the Father was speaking to them. In verse 28, Epen un Jesus autois. Jesus then therefore said to them, when turn he unto anthropu, the Son of Man, hypsosete, that is the earth subjunctive of hypsolo, shall be lifted up with the intent focus on action. We had a similar situation with the prophetic perfect. Did we hear from the Old Testament? Yeah, prophetic present. When the Son of Man shall be lifted up, taught it, then gnosaste, you shall know that I am He. There is that ego eimi again. I am He. Kai up emautu poyo udein, and on my own up emautu myself from my own I do nothing. Allah, to the contrary, just as, even as Edidaksen Hapater, just as the Father has taught me, those very things I speak. The Father and the Son are in this together. Verse 29. Kai Hapemsas ne met emal temu estin. The temple Pemsas is the earth. The sending one, in this case because it's earth, is the one who sent me, met him out to Eston, is surely with me. Uk afeken me monon, he has not left me alone. Hati clause follows, hati egota aresta auto poyo pantote. That I always keep on doing the things, ta arasta, the things that please Him. This is the speech that Jesus gives to his audience. The audience is interesting. We don't have the time to go back to. Unlike the Synoptic Gospels, the audience here come and go. We will just call them in general terms as the Judaoi, the Jewish people. They were scribes, Pharisees, even the entire crowd. Most of them, I like to say, all of them Jewish people. Okay? The point is, Jesus came to do the will of the one who sent him, and even to please him all the time, in verse 29. That's what's happening. Now to our text. Tauta autu laluntas, we know this is a generative absolute. Speaking these things, poloi, dominative case, many epistosan, this is the earth, many believed eis auton, many believed in him. That was the result of this kind of speech. People believed in him. Now, verse 31, precisely to our text, easy translation here, not a lot of grammatical difficulties. Elegan unha Jesus, Jesus is the nominative case, so he is the subject, elegan, lego elegan, he spoke therefore, pros to speptistio kartas, that is the perfect active participle of pisteo, that's the accusative case. Jesus therefore spoke to the believing ones, pisteo takes derive, there you have auto, ha yudaios, precisely, that's also the accusative case. Jesus therefore spoke to the believing ones, the Jewish people who were believing in him, who believed in him. Now, this is in-house talk, if you will. Ean humes neinete ento logo to emo, aletos matetai mu esta. If you, second person, meinete, big word here, this is meinete, this is the aorist and subjunctive of meno, a special word for John, as you know from chapter 16 and 15 and 16 and so on. If you surely remain ento logo, note the construction there. Ma ento logo to emo. If you surely remain in my word. Alethos, adjective, truly, mapetai mu este. You are, present tense, espen este. You all are surely, truly my disciples. There is no other way to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remain in the Word. Remember, John insists that halagos sox eganeto. The one who is speaking is himself the Word. The incarnate Word declares the spoken Word. The one without the other is impossible for John in this specific context. So going back to that, if you remain in my Word, truly are you my disciples, right now, verse 32, kai gnosase ten aletheon, kai he aletheia eliu te rosai himas. Gnosase is from ginosko, a special word also for John. This is future middle. You shall know ten aletheon, the truth. You shall know the truth. Another special word for John, kai he aletheia, and that truth, Elute Rosai, again Elutara, oh, this is future, that truth shall make you free. A couple of the linguistic observations, if you will, we saw Aletheia, we saw Pisteo, now we saw Elutara, oh. They kind of work together. There is some kind of, if I may, a perichoresis taking place when in the kingdom of God. When the word is spoken, the truth is spoken, and when the word is received, we are made free. We live in a free country. Freedom has all kinds of meanings in our context. I would jump quickly to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. this is Reformation, so Galatians is appropriate, where the Apostle Paul says, for freedom's sake, the case there is native, Christ has set us free. That's the kind of freedom that people deserve, people need, and freedom from what will come pretty soon. But put gnosis, knowledge, aletheia, truth, and freedom in perspective. Freedom is not cheap. Any kind of freedom is not cheap, especially Christian freedom. Well, the audience we tried to say was Jews, and the speaker is Jesus, and the concepts are knowledge, truth, and freedom. Verse 33, apokritesin pros auton. They said, this is an aorist passive, third plural. This is coming from apokrinomai. They said to him, Therma Abram, Esmen, note the tense there. Esmen is present tense. We are the seed of Abraham. Kai Udani, never ever did you lo common. That is a perfect. We were never slaves. Papate, with the Udani papate, just makes the negation doubly emphatic. We are seed of Abraham, and we have never ever been slaves, so enslaved to anyone. Let's keep the thought going. Posu leges, now how do you keep on saying, leges is present tense, that the cell class, with Hati introduced there, Eleutheroi genesase, note the tense of genesase, that is future, isn't it? So, how do you now say that we shall be free? We are already free. What does being children of Abraham mean? Free. Again, jumping on to Galatians chapter 4, the contrast is there. The Jewish people, the children of Abraham, sons of Abraham, are free people. And there was, especially those born of Sarah, and those born of Hagar would be children of the slave woman. So we by birth are free, and how you say that you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Again, in Galatians 3:16, Paul speaks about the sperma, the singular seed, and he contrasts that with the spermati, the many seeds. That seed, Paul goes on to say, is Jesus Christ, and it is that seed, according to John, who says, who will make you free. And to become free, for Jew and Gentile, you need to know in that seed. You need to remain in that seed. Okay, the question comes up in verse 33, as we did, and verse 34, apokrite autoisa Jesus. Apokrinomai, this is Aris. To them, Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, hati pas hapoyon ten hamatian dulos estin tes hamatia. Easy translation, hapoyon, the one doing ten hamatia, note the construction there, the one doing the sin. The one who is practicing sin, shall we say habitually practicing sin, the one who is in the habit of practicing sin, is a slave, tes hamartias, to sin. A sinner is known by his actions. Interestingly, again, poion hamartion, poein. Hamartia or later on aletheia is an interesting construction. Doing sin and then doing the truth. This is Johannine language too. So one who do the one who does the sin is a slave to sin, to twist the argument or even to follow the argument, versus the one who does the truth will be a slave to the truth, and ultimately he is a slave to Christ, and finally and ultimately he is actually the free person. That's how the argument goes. This is an argument that Jesus himself offers. Verse 35, Ha de doulos ou mene ente oikia eisto ionia. And on the other hand, at the same time, they false positive, the slave, oumene, here is that word again, meno, does not remain, present tense, ente oikia, in the house, eiston ionia. The slave does not remain in the house forever. Hachios mene eiston iona. On the other hand, the son remains in the house forever. Ton or ionia, we could actually put that back in there. Read that. So, I'm trying to see two things happening here. One is a flat, outright statement. Of course, the slave cannot remain in the house forever. It's not his place. On the other hand, the son remains there forever. Verse 35. And to, again, to twist the argument, if you are a slave to sin, you are going to be staying or remaining in the house of slaves and sinners. The son will remain forever. On the other hand, as we are already by nature slaves to sin, Christ has come and transformed us, changed us to be slaves of Him, the sinless one. Consequently, we are now free from sin, brought into the freedom house to be slaves under Jesus Christ. I'm reading all that into that. I think I'm doing it right. Verse 36, And un hakios himas eleutherese. Now, note the subject of the sentence here. If therefore ha huas, if therefore the son, nominative case, humas is accusative, eleutherese, that is the third person singular aorist subjunctive, and if the son shall make you free, if the son does make you free, so the freedom maker is the Son, no less, the Son of God Himself. On cause, we will take this as adverbial, really, surely, illiteroi, as suspect. That is taking us into the future. You shall indeed be free. The activity of freeing us actually is an activity that the Son of God, the free Son of God, accomplishes, and because of His freedom activity, we shall indeed be free. If you look at the, there is a little footnote change here. You see a suste there. I think that kind of matches the genesiste of verse 33 toward the end of it. That you shall become free indeed. If it pushes to the future in terms of the structure, it actually talks about something eschatologically real today. The activity that Christ has already accomplished is ours, so as freedom is brought for us by the free Son of Man, we are indeed right now free people. That's the text, that is how the text reads here. I just wanted to, because this is probably one last chance before the church year ends to read from John. We are not going to go back to John anymore. I'm seeing the concept of the truth here and also freedom here in the broader context of John's proposals concerning these ideas. Remember in John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And here, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. The truth and the freedom seem to come together here. And in John 17, Jesus says, My word is truth. And He prays for the church and His people to sanctify this people in that truth. The challenge, the opportunity, the gift of the Reformation was to bring the church to see the truth as he is. And we could go on into other parallel passages in John, especially the Johannine epistles, where the truth is again mentioned clearly and stipulated very graphically for us as the incarnation of the truth taking place in the very Son of God. One last thought, especially for John, as he has in verse 36 the hakios as the subject of the sentence. For John, the real huos to theou is Jesus. We Christians are his children, pais paidos. That's very significant. The sole authority for our redemption, and the authority and the gift giver that gives us a new identity as God's children is the very Son of God. Of course, we have references elsewhere. We are called sons, but in the Johannine corpus, that's how this works. When he uses kios, it is very special that it is the second person of the Trinity who does that. A day to celebrate for the church, that the truth is now revealed fully and totally in Jesus Christ and goes directly to God's people through the proclamation or the word of God. All because, as we read from the Old Testament, God has now cut a new covenant in our own hearts, so we may be free and we may also be the children of God. That is the gospel for this day.